"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right, again, the Moist Line's coming back around for the first time in 2 weeks. It'll be here on Friday. You can leave your messages. Let's hope we get some fresh ones for the week. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, to drop a message there, or of course call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we've talked about this effort by the governors of Texas and Arizona to send some of the migrants that Joe Biden has so graciously allowed into the United States, because some of the border cities in those states are being overwhelmed, to bus them to the cities. The cities specifically of Washington, D.C., and New York. And this, of course, has gotten a reaction from the mayors of both of those cities. The Washington, D.C. mayor asked for the National Guard's help. She got turned down. The New York City mayor made a big deal over the weekend of actually going and welcoming the migrants off the buses and then slamming the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, for sending them to his city.
If he's so happy that they're there, why is he mad? He's greeting them all. He's welcoming. He's taking care of them.
Yes.
What is he pissed off about?
Well, he thinks it's a political stunt by Abbott.
So?
And he thinks that some of the people were tricked.
What?
He's claiming that some people were not told they were going to New York, that they thought they were going to other destinations. He says as many as 40 people may have gotten off the buses in some other places. They're not even sure.
Do you think he really
Thousands
cares?
Thousands have arrived in New York.
There's people getting shot to death on the New York City streets every day, and he doesn't do anything about it. He hasn't done anything to turn the crime around in New York City. So you really think he cares that they were tricked on the buses to get on the buses? Abbott has taken in hundreds of thousands of these immigrants in Texas. Same thing in Arizona. Hundreds of thousands. This guy gets a few thousand, and he's screaming about a political stunt? No, he's just a foolish hypocrite is what he is.
He's claiming that it's overwhelming their homeless shelter system.
Well, it did that in Texas and Arizona, too. And he didn't come out and criticize Biden. And did you hear Eric Adams or this Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.? Did they demand that Biden close the border? No, they haven't. Why not? So, when Abbott and Ducey complained in Texas and Arizona, they were a bunch of racists. So what are Adams and Bowser here? I really don't understand. He got 6,000, and they have hundreds of thousands they've had to welcome in Texas. This is the total garbage. He just doesn't want to be bothered with this. He never thought anybody would have the nerve to call him on his hypocrisy. That's what it is. These people are massive phonies, hypocrites, fakes, and they never thought anybody would call it on them. And now they got thousands there in the streets, and they don't know what to do. Well, go talk to your president. It's your party. He's your political leader. You go talk to him.
Yeah, I thought Eric Adams might be a different kind of New York mayor after that dopey Bill de Blasio he recognized the problem with crime. He recognized the problem with some of the Democrat progressive policies, but issue, he is sure wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything. He just recognizes the issue.
But he complained about the no bail bill, didn't he, in New York?
He did. He complained.
Well, he can't change that. It's New York state law. But we have this bit of audio. Apparently, he wanted to answer what he considered to be a political stunt with a political stunt of his own, and this is how it comes out.
I already called all of my friends in Texas and told them how to cast their vote, and I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking. Because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get him out of office.
What an idiot. He's going to take New Yorkers to Texas to knock on doors.
To campaign against Abbott.
You know who they would vote for? Beto O'Rourke. He's the opponent.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke apparently has tightened up the polls. He was behind double digits a few months ago, but last poll I saw, it's closer than it was.
And he's a loser. He's going to get crushed.
Beto O'Rourke ran for the Senate against Ted Cruz.
I mean, what do you do when you get called on your bullcrap? What do? Huh? You're embarrassed and you start squirming and whining. He's bent over and he's whining like a little child because now, Abbott outfoxed him.
The Biden administration has gone in the opposite direction of doing anything about the border. They are officially winding down Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. A federal court removed the final procedural hurdle preventing him from doing so. But now that that's been removed, the Department of Homeland Security said it would not place anyone new into the program. In case you don't know, it requires migrants seeking asylum to hang out in northern Mexico border cities during their U.S. court proceedings. Migrants currently living in Mexico under the program will be allowed to enter the U.S. at their next court date when they can choose where to live and finish pursuing their claims. So this is a bad thing. So about 5,000 migrants were enrolled in the Remain in Mexico program between December and the end of May.
So the one thing that was wildly successful about Trump's immigration policy, Biden is unraveling. And then these people end up in New York and Washington, and those silly mayors start screaming. Not at Biden. Not at Biden. Now more people are going to be coming in.
Yes.
You know what?
We still have that Title 42 thing to flesh out, too, don't we?
I was Abbott. I'd forget the buses. I'd rent jumbo jets and fly them in. By the way, the government was flying in hundreds of illegal aliens into the New York area in the middle of the night, remember?
They were, right. Remember those small airports in upstate New York were receiving all sorts of migrants and stories were...
That's right.
Only the New York Post would cover that. Most of the media ignored it, but that was happening. Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, of course, because we live in a propaganda world. But 2 a.m. in the morning, they were landing at the White Plains Airport, which is a little bit north of New York City. And these were Biden planes, government planes. And nobody complained about that.
I mean, the Trump Remain in Mexico policy made sense. You can't just walk up to the border, claim asylum, be given a summons to appear in court, then disappear, which is what a lot of them did. It can take more than 5 years for asylum claims to be litigated. So what Trump said, well, this is silly. You'll just have to stay in Mexico until we go through your case and let you know whether or not you can get asylum.
And that's all a farce. It's all for show. That most people don't show up for their asylum hearings. They just disappear into the atmosphere.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah,
I saw competing
truth.
Statistics. I saw another media outlet claim that most of them do show up, but I've also seen reporting that they don't.
They don't.
Logic tells you that they don't.
They don't. Yeah. There are no consequences. There's now a media outlet that'll tell you up is down and down is up and white is black and black is white. These are propaganda organs for the political party. They're not media. They're not news organizations.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up after the news at 5:30, we'll go back to the monkeypox fiasco, and we'll give you the latest. They want to provide monkeypox vaccines with a lot less dosage in order to stretch out the supply. We'll also tell you the do's and don'ts, which are kind of funny, from the CDC as to how to get around the dangers of sexual relations during the era of monkeypox. That'll come up after the news at 5:30. On the dippity-doo side, Gavin Newsom, apparently last week, and then we're going to tell you the story that should have gotten more coverage and he should be focused on, put out a tweet challenging Hollywood filmmakers to produce in California and not in states that have restrictions on abortion.
That's a stupid issue.
I know.
That is a zero issue.
He keeps trying to gain ground. I saw a story today that they really think this is beginning to work. There's going to be a big turnout in November because of the Roe v. Wade decision, and the Democrats are going to do well.
Is it really, or is that propaganda? Is that cheerleading by the progressive media?
It is, because they're also trumping this stupid climate bill we just talked about. Well, that's also a big step. I don't think so.
What's the inflation rate?
And I think that comes out tomorrow, the latest one. Yeah. I think the CPI comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's
down 0.2 of a point, what's the headline going to be? Oh, it's peaking. The worst days are over. It's like, no, it's 8.5%. What are you talking about?
It should come down a bit because apparently the gas prices, you see they're below $4 a gallon now in the rest of the country.
Oh, in the rest of the country, yeah.
Yeah, not California.
Yeah, yeah. $3.99.
Remember they were at $5 not that long ago and people were like shocked in some of the Midwestern states?
$3.99 in the rest of the country. I paid $5.59 this morning. $5.59. Not $3.99 in Nebraska. $5.59.
I tell you, well, it was just $6.40 a few weeks ago.
$5.59 is horrific.
You're now saving a dollar a gallon for what you paid a month ago.
I'm not saving a dollar a gallon. I'm being overcharged by a dollar and a half.
Yes, I know. These are the things that should matter to the voters, but they often don't.
I'm getting dizzy. Like, it's like I'm losing consciousness. Everything is upside down. Oh, who gives a crap where they shoot their stupid movies? Who gives a crap where abortion is allowed or not allowed? If you must do that, go to a place where they allow it. Why is that so difficult? And for the poor mothers, then that's all these rich limousine liberals on the West Side. Why don't you throw in the millions of dollars you have laying around in your investments and create a fund, create some kind of foundation, and pay for all those plane flights and car rides? You go do it.
And some of it is inside political nonsense. Politicians like Newsom focus on these issues because they're thinking about primary voters, and primary voters is a very small subset of voters, but they get obsessed with issues like this.
They're the crazy people.
They are. Climate change, abortion will be big. They'll vote in all the primaries. He wants a leg up because that's all that counts right now.
These are boutique issues for rich white women. They really are. The people in the working classes aren't paying attention to any of this, right? Guy stuck driving.
Well, no, they're worried about the price of gas. You're right. Yeah, price of food.
Trust me, a guy stuck driving an Uber all day who's got three kids at home. You think he's tracking abortion laws? He's tracking the climate temperature? No, he's not. He knows gas is $5.59 a gallon.
He knows his steak costs
a lot now. There's two completely separate worlds. One is the real world where people are struggling and sweating hard. And then there's this weird media, political, wealthy person's world where they have all these silly little boutique issues that never affect them directly and that they don't really care about, but they need to be able to virtue signal to their friends. Trust me, so, I know these people.
There's been a report, speaking of Newsom and what should have been paid attention to, a foundation called 2022 Kids Count Data Book analyzed how children and families are faring nationally, and they discovered that California kids experienced the second largest increase in depression and anxiety among the U.S. states. Hmm. The period studied was 2016 to 2020. And this, of course, is when we had the COVID-19 pandemic bringing about the lockdown orders and the school closures.
Don't you think the man who created the second worst emotional atmosphere for children in the country, right? It's second worst for anxiety and depression. Should that man be removed from office? Why would you reelect a guy who made millions of children depressed, anxious, and miserable and ruined their education for a year and a half? Why would you pick that guy? Forget your stupid political interests. You have a man who clearly created a situation that caused a lot of emotional damage. Depression in young kids, anxiety in young kids. Why should they have depression and anxiety? Did you as a child? Most of you didn't. But this was government-induced depression and anxiety with no good reason. And yet, he'll be reelected in a landslide. Now, just somebody explain the world to me. I feel like I'm an alien who got dropped off from another galaxy. Why would you revere him? Why would you vote for him? Why would you give him another minute or another dollar as governor? Why? This was a disaster.
California was the first state to issue a statewide stay-home order as the pandemic took hold back in March of 2020, kept schools closed with online distance learning as a substitute, and of course eventually required everybody to wear face masks on campus longer than most states.
Do you know
California was last among states for in-person learning in the 2020-21 school year.
Anxiety and depression among kids in California rose 70%. 70%. There was only one other state higher, and that was South Dakota.
And they point out that South Dakota actually had a lot of in-person learning. So they were trying to figure out why these two states that topped the list were kind of on the opposite ends when it came to the kids in in-person learning versus online.
Well,
learning.
You still have winter in South Dakota.
I was going to say, and there's not enough kids to study.
Two-thirds of California youth with major depression do not receive any mental health treatment. Lack of services. So they closed the schools, right? So there was no mental health services to deal with all these kids isolated and depressed. Came from one guy, Mr. State of Emergency, Gavin Newsom, solely responsible for this.
No, the panic trumped everything.
Right.
They overdid it.
How many parents who have depressed, anxious kids from COVID are going to go and vote for Gavin? How many of them are? I mean, there's so much insanity in this state. It makes my head spin. It makes me dizzy.
Yeah, one woman that talked to the reporter said that she's a mother of three, California woman. She said her youngest, now a high school senior, heard tales from friends and neighbors. Her son suffered from isolation. His grades fell from online-only learning and eventually hurt his self-esteem. My younger son tried to keep his cards close to his chest, but I could see it in his face. A lot of kids are feeling this. Everybody I've talked to says the same thing. Our kids were so isolated. I've had multiple conversations with friends who told me about their daughters and their daughters' friends, eating disorders, people on medicine.
And that all came from a governor's order. That all came from him. He's 100% owner. He owns this. He could have stood up and said all the schools should be open, and he should tell the teachers' union to go F off in the desert. And he should have made this a campaign from morning to night every day until the schools were open. Should have forced them all to buckle under the pressure from his office. There should have been an executive order ordering all the schools open and everybody return to schools. That's what he should have done. That's what a real governor, a real man would have done.
And the one thing we learned it quick enough that we should have taken this position back then, not us, I meant the politicians, COVID didn't affect the younger people as much as it affected older people and people with all of these underlying conditions.
Very little, negligible.
There was so much panic because everyone's natural instinct is to protect the children. Remember all the panic in 2020 about the schools and what are we going to do? It's going to kill all our children. We've got to do something.
And they didn't protect the children. First of all, the children weren't in danger from the virus. But now they're in danger from all the depression and anxiety and the eating disorder. So you didn't do much good protection here. How much is that just phony virtue signaling by when you say, oh, I'll protect the children and I'm for the children? You're just trying to present yourself as some moralistic leader when you actually don't care. I mean, the teachers in the LA Teachers Union specifically, full of women and men who just don't care. They prattle and they preen and they're just full of crap.
And I saw another one of those reports the other day that also was backing what we've said when we said back in 2020 and 21 that because of all these lockdowns and all the panic with the hospitals and stuff, a lot of people suffered from strokes and heart attacks because they didn't go in for treatment. They didn't want to go near the hospitals because of all the fear. Yeah. That actually did turn out to be true, that there were a lot of untreated medical conditions that got worse.
Learned a lot about the herd mentality in the human race.
Panic that set in before we knew really what was going on. We still don't even know everything today. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Earlier today, there was a news conference where they did identify the off-duty Monterey Park police officer who was shot and killed in a parking lot in Downey. His name is Gardiel Solario, 26 years old. This happened at like 3 in the afternoon in front of a busy gym at the shopping center. He was found dead from gunshot wounds. So there have to be witnesses. There has to be surveillance video. It's daylight. Right now, though, they didn't want to say much about the leads that they have, but they're following up on them. I don't think it'll be too long before they arrest somebody and we find out exactly what happened. A Monterey Park police officer, but he was in Downey, where he may have gone to a gym that was in the parking lot there. But they're not giving out much information because they don't want to compromise their investigation. So they're still looking into the cause, or rather the whoever shot the off-duty Monterey Park police officer. He just finally gave his name out today at a press conference. All right, we move over to the monkeypox. A few things you should know with the numbers. And this is kind of like COVID, because when they talk percentages, they're trying to act like it's becoming a bigger and bigger crisis. But here's a few things that you should know. The last data we had statewide, 1,310 monkeypox cases were
reported. That's nothing.
They're almost all in L.A. County and San Francisco.
That's nothing.
The vast majority, 97%, did not require hospitalizations, and there have been no deaths. And yes, as you probably heard by now, 98 to 99% of the cases are among men who have sex with men and transgender people who have sex with men. That's how
all
it's
right.
coming out.
Well, then most people are in no danger of getting this at all.
Right.
And if you get it, you recover. So it's to me, this is like one of the biggest non-stories of the year.
Yes.
It's got a catchy name to it. And so this will get hits. I mean, I'm sure everybody, when they see monkeypox, when they scroll through headlines, hits the monkeypox story. And if you see it on TV, you'll linger another minute or two. But seriously, it's a non-event. And it's easily avoidable. I think that's obvious.
So they're talking today about trying to stretch out the limited monkeypox vaccine supplies. And their thought is to give just 1/5 the dosage.
Well, how about you just not have sex with strangers for, you know, a few weeks until this dies out? Why go scrambling for a vaccine?
It's probably like a lot of men are doing that, John, but there's still going to be some that won't do that.
Well,
so
I know, but I
have read many people say they're not going to pride events or raves or any of that stuff for now.
But don't go having sex with people you don't know. Just avoid that for a while, and then you don't get it. It's what I would do. If there was something that would hit my particular demographic, it's like, well, I'm not going to do that.
And again, it's probably not going to kill you, but it can be kind of annoying and painful because of the lesions that grow.
Looks awful. Can't go outside for a few weeks. Nobody wants to see your black monkeypox. Right? You get those black pustules.
Yeah, that would be the first sign if you come upon somebody that appears to have the lesions.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to have dinner.
The CDC put out guidelines because they understand that even though the story's been out there for a few months now, there are still going to be people that go and have sex with other people and forget the monkeypox. So I don't know if anybody in those groups will actually care or read this.
That's right. Those people are unreachable at this point. So, hey, there you go. Guess you're going to get it. What are you going to do?
I mean, not touch any rash is one of the first. They put that in bold here on their website.
Especially somebody else's rash.
You know, I don't go around touching anybody's rashes.
Exactly. Isn't that just basic common sense? You see a guy with a rash, I'm not going to touch that.
Do not share things like towels. I like this one.
Who does
fetish
that?
Gear. Sex toys and toothbrushes. They advise what you just said. Take a temporary break from activities that increase your exposure to monkeypox.
You need the CDC to tell you that? Don't share your sweaty fetish gear? What is that?
Even if you're vaccinated, wait at least 2 weeks after your second dose to greatly reduce your risk.
This is the most preventable disease in the history of medicine.
Spaces like back rooms, saunas, sex clubs, or private and public sex parties.
I'm there.
Where intimate, often anonymous sexual contact with multiple partners occur are more likely to spread monkeypox.
Anonymous sexual partners. Anonymous multiple sexual partners. See, that's not happening anymore.
Anyway.
It is
a good one because people might think condoms can help. But it will protect certain parts of your body, but you can still be exposed to the rash that's on other parts of the body.
Sure, because if you get the monkeypox, you get it on your arms and legs and all kinds of things.
Yeah, you rub up against somebody's leg that's got a pustule. You can pick it up that way. You're right.
Right.
Gloves.
You have zero fear of getting the monkeypox, right?
It's not on my fear list.
Yeah, look at that. It doesn't make her fear list. How many things can you say that of that?
Not many.
Yeah.
It doesn't make her fearless. It says here gloves might reduce the possibility if you're, if you're using them to touch things.
To what?
To monkeypox.
Right.
It could reduce, because obviously if you're touching the rash but you're wearing gloves... I don't know why you would do that.
I don't know why you would do that.
I mean, imagine people you in see a sexual encounter. One of them comes in with gloves on. It's like, what, are you going to give me a prostate exam? Just being careful. They're hand condoms. Avoid kissing or exchanging spit.
Mm.
Pleasure yourself together at a distance. Don't touch each other and don't touch any rash.
Wait, that's the official guidance?
I'm reading to you from the CDC website.
It actually says pleasure yourself from a distance?
Well, they said masturbate.
Oh.
Masturbate together at a distance without touching each other. Here's a good one. I mean, if you really want to be careful, just have virtual sex with no in-person contact. Phone sex, Zoom sex.
Just look on a screen.
By the way, did Zoom sex replace phone sex? Remember phone sex used to be a thing when a couple's far apart?
Sure.
And they would start talking dirty to each other over the phone. Can they do that with Zoom now? Do they just sit there and...
I would imagine, yeah.
Nah, it gives you a better experience, right, than just the phone.
And you can't get the monkeypox.
No. This one you're going to like. I'm reading this. Consider having sex with your clothes on. Or covering up your areas where a rash is present.
The government.
Leather or latex gear can provide a barrier, but just be sure to change or clean the gear between partners and after use.
And don't let anyone else wear it.
And be aware that monkeypox can be spread through respiratory secretions with very close face-to-face contact.
I see.
So it's not like COVID. But it is still possible.
Okay.
Well. Remember to wash your hands, wash your fetish gear and your sex toys, and your fabrics after having sex. The bedding, the towels, and the clothes. My fetish gear. Deborah Mark has a lot of fetish gear.
Oh, yes. Sure.
She's now going to give us a list.
Make sure you wash it.
What is your favorite fetish gear?
I can say I don't have any fetish gear.
You don't?
I don't. Sorry to disappoint you, but
that's too bad.
I thought we were going to get a big moment on the show.
Yeah, a big revelation here.
I know. And, I already say too much on the show anyway, but I'm telling you, I don't have fetish gear.
You're not going to go there.
No, I don't have it.
You sure? It's a broad definition fetish gear. I mean,
Yeah, well, give me some examples, and maybe I do.
I mean, you have gloves to open doorknobs. So
yes,
I
do, and to pump gas, but I don't wear gloves in the bedroom.
No other special gloves, okay?
No.
You put on gloves to pump gas?
Yes, I do.
Look at that. You got one out of her.
And they're latex.
Ooh, well, there you go.
Just use a paper towel like you do for the doorknobs here.
No, I need the gloves with the nozzle. It's just a thing.
It's more disgusting. Do you use a lot of hand sanitizer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
You've really stirred up the crazy box now.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Headline, apparently, the FBI even went through Melania's wardrobe.
Oh,
when they descended upon Mar-a-Lago.
They're creeps.
What do you think they were doing there?
What do you think?
Feeling her nighty?
I hope they were following the CDC recommendations.
I always like the word nighty. My nighty.
Oh, that's really gross.
That's the report coming out tonight from the inside. There's one retired FBI agent who thinks that there's probably an insider at Mar-a-Lago who tipped them off that there might be some of these documents they're looking for that Trump wasn't supposed to take from the White House or something, and that's why they got a warrant and blasted in there and started rifling through everything, including Melania's wardrobe.
He should have shredded everything.
He was in New York, by the way. They were not at Mar-a-Lago when this happened. Trump was in New York. There is a guy in Ohio who was a court mediator. I don't know, really. I guess when there's disputes, a mediator is supposed to put the two sides
down. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They say sit down with the lawyers and the try to work out a settlement.
Well, his name is Richard Steinle, and apparently after he got fired, what he decided to do is, mail out poop. He mailed out correspondence to all 25 Republican state senators. And he also mailed one to the congressman, you may know the name, a Republican, Jim Jordan. And all of the letters had poop. They can't tell whether it's human or animal. Some of the letters included words like pig and racist.
And he'd gotten fired as a mediator?
He did.
By who? The judges?
He was a county mediator, so somebody in the county offices let him go.
Right.
I don't know who let him go.
So why did he take it out on the Republican state senators?
I don't know.
Jeez.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, right.
Late last month, they began to surveil his home. Another court employee said, I think that Steinle might be the person that's sending out the feces.
I wonder if he left some evidence behind.
So they saw the 77-year-old. That's how old he was.
77-year-old guy?
Mailing out poop.
Oh, he must have had dementia.
So they saw him mail a letter while wearing a glove. They retrieved the letter. It was addressed to Jim Jordan. They found the feces inside, as well as a $1 bill and a greeting card.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why.
He must have had some kind of dementia issue.
Some sort of separation.
You know, he was doing
well. If you're 77, you're still working, you probably really wanted to work, and I guess being laid off really affected him.
Yeah, but
it is considered a biohazard attack. Feces can make you sick.
Oh, sure.
Tell that to the now, people. I think I just saw another water park story where people got infected with feces in the water.
Yeah.
You know, you're going down the water slide, you're taking a mouthful by mistake, and the next thing you know, oh my God, you're sick.
I used to go to a lot of water parks.
You
did? With the boys? Yeah, when the boys were small.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, in Florida every year, in Tampa.
Oh.
Oh, and that always bothered me because, you know, it's all other kids in the pool.
Yeah, and they got to go. And they're not going to get out of the pool to go.
Right.
You know, so they're going to urinate and dump right there.
You know what kids do, because we used to do that too. So,
did you ever float by what looked suspicious?
I would like keep my mouth closed because like when you come down the water slide, you splash into the water, right? You go underwater, you can get a mouthful of everything. So
I went to a water park in Texas a few years ago because we had a family reunion and everybody wanted to go, so I went. But I didn't stay in very long. But I thought about that. Should I bring my own testing kit?
No, because that's like a DNA stew in there. It's just. All right, we got Tim Conway here.
Hey now. Mark Thompson is coming in today.
No,
my face right here, dude. Look at that.
Wow.
Mark T. Live.
Still alive. Look at that.
Yeah. Mark Thompson live, man.
Very exciting.
What a huge stud. Went a tough day, right?
Yeah, we had a rough day with the cat.
Yeah.
My cat, Charlie.
What happened?
I thought we were going to have to put him down today.
Oh, it's the worst.
So you're taking that drive to, like, you think it might be the last drive.
Oh, I know. Man,
yeah,
but
everything's all well and ends well. We didn't, and it's great. And so it's all good. Happy.
The most difficult thing in my life I've ever had to do is take a cat to the vet for the last time.
So brutal.
It was much easier pulling the plug on my mom.
That's such a Conway thing to say. I love that. It's so Tim.
With three brothers fighting for it.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
Please write that book. Your sister wrote a book. You write a book.
Right.
Oh. Find out more.
Yeah. My mom's angrier than your mom.
You've got the hyenas going there behind you. They're loving this. Keep going.
All right.
Who else did you kill?
You shouldn't even go on after that. You should just
he does this on our show on purpose. He drops a bomb and walks away.
So
when they play the tape, they can't find it.
That's right. Nothing happened on the Conway show.
Right, 4 hours. We listened all 4 hours. He never said it.
Big dog.
Yeah. And then we have, news.
News. Okay. Yeah. Good.
So, Gav Thompson, right, that's go. All that matters.
And Mark Thompson.
Love it.
All right.
Tell the cat story for 4 hours.
Conway Thompson. Kirsch's got the news. KFI, KMS, THD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Big dog.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.